welcome to another episode of Getting Literate.
I'm Katie.
I'm Julia.
And we're here. What did we read this week, Julia?
We read Straw House. So another iPhone novella by Daniel Nayiri.
What are we drinking? Because you're the one who knows that for sure.
We're drinking gin basil smashes, Katie.
Love it.
Gin and basil, our favorite.
Yeah.
Why are we drinking it? Because his name.
Here, I'll read a summary of the novel, and guess why we're reading it.
Well, okay, all right.
So another iPhone novella. In Straw House, a sizzling western set on a farm filled with living toys, readers meet a young straw man who must lay his life on the line to defend his master's home, who loves. Okay, and this scarecrow man, he loves a basil-eyed girl. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And he searches for manhood through the fiery confusion of adolescence. That's it. That's the whole.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Summary, yeah.
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 It's a farm of toys.
It's fun. A farm of toys and a scarecrow. And they say basil eyes like a lot.
They do, yeah.
Like, okay, I need to create a drinking game. And every time they say it in the book, I take a little sip.
Well, I mean, let's do that now. Every time we bring up a quote that mentions it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, okay. This one's like, it's a weird one. Because it's kind of a Western.
Yeah.
It's not kind of a, it is a Western.
Yeah.
It is a Western. It's a Western. But also, it's not. You know? And I don't know how you feel about Westerns. I really don't. I really have no idea. So I have no idea what you, we're going to say about this, but, like, I'm thinking, like, 3 stars from you?
It's a 2-star from me.
Jesus Christ, you fucking hate this whole book. I accept the last one. That's fine. That's fine. That's all right. I get it. Like, that's cool. I'm just... Did you say 2.5 or 2?
2.
2. Cool. I'm still a little out of it, clearly, from my illness, but it's fine.
It's fine. Just drink away the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you give it 4 stars?
No, I gave it 3.5.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll drink then.
Yeah. Yeah, 3.5. I'm not a huge fan of Westerns as novels, like as books. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I love it. I love a good cowboy movie. But
we'd love a good cowboy movie.
But like as a book, I'm not really like a huge super fan. And then this one's also like a toy farm.
Yeah.
It's odd.
It's weird.
It's very weird. I like it, but it's just, it's odd, so... I mean, like, I can tell you my top 3 if you would like.
I would love to hear it.
I love Dot. I love her.
Yeah.
She's just incredible. Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Most redeeming character in the book.
Yeah.
Novella.
Yeah. And then also Pup.
I love Pup.
He's so fucking cute. He's so cute. He's just like cute. A good little addition. I love him so much.
I know. I love him.
And then also, I know that I said I didn't love it, and it's weird, but also I like that they're on a toy farm.
It is super cute.
Mostly because it just, like, it speaks to Daniel Nayiri's, like, I'm going to take this, I'm going to make it whimsical.
Uh-huh.
And I just love that. I love that he does that. So, like, even it's if I'm, like, whimsical. Not 100% on board with the toy farm, I have to be, like, I respect it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you? What'd you like?
I liked the Growing Man.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
It's so good.
Yeah. I liked it when the bird was eating Sunny's brain.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was really fucking funny.
Okay.
He's like asleep and this bird is like up to his like shoulders in Sunny's ear just like munching.
Yeah.
That was so fucking funny.
You got a drink for that one.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of that.
My next best is when they flash back to Sunny getting hanged.
Oh no, that was good.
It was good.
That was good.
I hate Sunny too, so that.
Oh.
That I'm like, ah, yeah. Please tell me more.
I'm sorry. You hate Sunny?
Fucking hate him.
Is he your worst?
Yep.
Oh, what else?
He's my top worst.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The growing man's dialogue, how it is written, he'd be so much better. And let's talk about sexier without. The drawl.
Oh, but I love the drawl.
Okay, drawl in doses.
The drawl makes it.
The drawl, I need drawl in doses. I don't need every single sentence. I need, like, every single word. Like, I just
need it to be. That's, I love that shit. Give me all the
welcome to the fight. I realize I have 5 words.
Oh my god.
Didn't good. Narrow it down.
Good.
I'm gonna say them all. Love as the life force of the toys, cliche.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking annoying. Yeah. I read that and I was like,
come on.
Come on, Daniel.
Yeah.
Couldn't even be weak. Like the joy of music.
Oh, fuck off. Are you kidding me?
That would be funnier.
I'd fling myself off the roof if that was the case. This one's just kind of like, ugh, whatever, but like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just the joy these of music. Notes.
I hate that.
Only okay. Ariana Grande can bring them to life because only she has the range.
Well, now that I'm on board with that. That's fine. But like,
yeah. Okay. Sabrina dying for Sunny. Ugh.
Yeah.
And not worth it.
I like Sunny.
Oh, weirdo. Okay. And they said Basil Eyes so many times.
They did. Like a lot. They did. It was like besties. There's another word for like green.
There's 100 pages of this book. You don't have to mention it 25 times.
You have to drink. You said Basil Eyes.
Ah, cheers.
Mm-hmm. I love drinking. Basil drink.
It literally just tastes like pizza.
Yeah. I'm not upset about it, actually.
It's like diet pizza.
Yeah. Like, it's not bad.
No.
It's a savory drink.
It is.
And that's an odd thing to have.
Yeah.
But I'm not against it. You know, I love a good Caesar.
We love a good Caesar.
We love a good Caesar.
Anyway, what's on your worst?
My worst is Sunny Meet Me. I don't like that. I don't like the... not a fan.
Bone up the teeth. God, he's no. Not a snack, but he is a meal.
Oh my god. And then this one quote is like, I love the writing. I love Daniel Nayeri's writing. Like, he's great. He's a good writer. But this one line, if he let a dart fly, he got the image of the growing man taking 10, 12 darts in his blubber without slowing his charge. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that.
Something about that gives me like a visceral like,
yep.
I'm not a fan. I don't want it. I need it to not be like that. That's an ick.
That is an ick. Was it just me? Every time he said dart for a minute, I was like, he's smoking.
I know. Yeah. I was like, a dart? Okay, fun.
That was Sunny.
What a time.
I think he'd Juul if he had to intake nicotine.
Sunny? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a straw man.
Yeah.
Can't really get
also,
your fire.
He's a fucking poser. So.
There's that.
Sorry.
And then the last bit when the barn burns down. I don't like it. Something about it. I like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love this bit where it's like, you know, he's on fire, they're all on fire. I'm like, okay, yeah. What? It's okay. A good dramatic last scene, but I'm like, and what?
Guillermo del Toro. And what?
Guillermo. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm not a huge fan. I don't know. It's like, I can see it being like a good dramatic like image, but I'm like...
I was kind of like, yeah, Sunny's on fire. Let's go.
See, and I don't like that. I like Sunny. Okay. I like him a lot.
A lot.
Like a lot.
A lot.
Yes.
Explain.
He's a protagonist. He drinks his coffee so weak that it's the color of straw. He's a sweet boy.
He's annoying.
I love him.
Want to know a good quote about him?
Yeah.
The noonday sun was so bright it made the boiling air drone in his ears and everything else sound far off. Sunny'd heard a long time ago of days so hot the haystacks would spontaneously combust. Moisture packed inside them would just roll up and catch fire. Sunny tried not to think of himself as a pressure-packed straw house, bubbling inside with tears he wasn't pansy enough to spill.
See?
I was like, burn, 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 burn.
But I love him. He's a little hobo boy, just trying to make a living in the West, on the new frontier.
I think I'd like him more if he wasn't the protagonist, if I didn't have to hear everything filtered from his point of view.
That's fair. Okay, that's a fair point. I understand where you're coming from with that one. Yeah. I don't agree, because I like it, but that makes more sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think this novella failed for me because it takes Western tropes but doesn't have the vibes of a Western.
See, I fucking love the vibes here. Because it is, like, Western vibes, but it also gives me, like, mafia movie vibes, you know?
Yeah, but it's so devoid of sexiness. There's no sexy protagonist who is, like, morally gray. Porn, you freak. There's no, like, sexy mafioso.
Just because they're not Italian doesn't mean it's not sexy.
Agree to disagree?
Yeah, well, okay. Interesting.
Like, you know what? Westworld?
Yeah.
Oh, I love me a morally gray cowboy.
Well, yeah. But also, it's also, like, it's like a, what's the fucking word for it? Where it's, like, German Bildungsroman? Whatever? Coming of age story?
Mm.
Yeah.
It is coming of age.
Yeah. Boo. It gives me, like, a little bit of mafia, a little bit of Western, a little bit of coming of age. Like, I love the weird mix that he's managed to, like.
It is interesting. Yeah. And it's kind of weird to me also because it's, like, a Western that's essentially about alchemy and magic.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a fantasy Western.
It's a magical realism Western.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just hard for me to wrap my brain around. There's so many things I have to get on board with.
Mm.
I just can't afford the ticket to entry.
Okay, that's fair. It reminds me a lot of this short story that we had to read in high school that has, like, stuck with me since then, and I'm gonna try and find,
okay, while you're looking for that, I'll read a quote.
Yeah.
The sun was faithful again that morning, rising above the farm with a shine so fresh it tasted like gazpacho.
Isn't that nice, though? Don't you love that?
No, I like that. I like that. It was a good quote. I didn't say anything about the quote. It was a good quote. It stuck out to me. Are you still looking?
I am. It's quote? Something. Yes. Sorry, I found it. I found it. My apologies.
I guess we'll fight about something else.
Yeah. No, okay, so it's a short story, and it's called The Graveless Doll of Eric Butis, and it is fucked up.
Okay.
Like, it is fucked. It's about this, like, group of kids who basically, there's this, like, weird guy in their class, and then he, like, leaves. He moves away or something. But then they find this fucking doll in this pit, and they're like, it's his corpse. That's his corpse. And I'm not describing it entirely, like, great, but it's very, like, magical realism, and it's very interesting. And for some reason, this gives me those vibes, just because Sonny's, like, a straw man, but he's a person, right? Like, it's, like, there's something there about, like, the magical real. It's, like, unsettling, almost. You know?
Yeah.
Because he's hanged.
Loved that part.
Right?
Loved that part.
So, like,
wish he had stayed on the gallows.
I'm gonna need you to stop hurting my feelings like this. This is a little bit harsh about this.
I'm gonna,
like,
stop.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I'm just gonna burst into tears. It's okay.
I will not read my quote about his neck stretching like taffy,
though. No, I liked the scene.
Same.
The scene
a little too much.
Was great. But it's just, like, it's so messed up, right? That he's, like,
so
dead.
So wild.
Like, not dead.
He's half alive.
He's hanged. He's half alive. He's a straw man. He's, like, this weird fucking corpse boy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's not what we're going to focus on. Like, it's just, like, what the hell, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, very, like, there's some, like, very, like, malevolent vibes at, like, the heart of this book.
Yes.
But I love.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you should read The Graveless Doll of Eric Mutis because it is fucked.
Okay.
Yeah. Still stick to my little brain.
Cool.
But yeah, no, just like that, like, it's like magical realism, but it's also like it's fucked up, but it's also like it's, you know, the toys I run on love.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird, right?
It is very weird.
So I can see why you wouldn't necessarily enjoy it. It's a very, not niche, because that makes it sound like, it's an acquired. No, I'm sounding pretentious when I'm, like, trying to say. It's fucking weird.
It is oysters. Niche. It is fucking weird. It is like oysters.
Like, it's kind of unpleasant. But also, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's like me and red wine. And you have red wine.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan.
Flipped in reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We have things.
Yeah.
We can disagree. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Tell me more. Do you have more quotes?
Just the one about him being hanged.
Oh, read it. I like that quote.
Back when he was a hanging dummy, the rain would soak into his stuffing and make him heavy. His body would dangle, a wet, lumpy sack, stretching his neck like taffy. But those were days he didn't remember very well, like a childhood someone else told him about. I liked that last bit.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the stuff about, like, the hangman.
Ooh.
So creepy.
So creepy, but so good. Those were the vibes I liked.
Right?
And I liked the crow.
Yeah.
I liked everything.
That's fair.
Except it.
I just don't like the vibe. Like, I don't like the image of the crow, like, eating his brain, that's all. Oof. But everything else. We love a good crow.
Yeah.
We love a crow motif.
How about you? Don't you have things to say about this?
I do. I have a couple quotes. I was, like, gonna find more, but I'm like, no, I like the ones that I have. I love the last line.
I don't remember.
Like, love it. Yeah.
I was reading a lot at the end.
That's fair. He quit believing good men were good killers. Her eyes were still the color of fresh basil.
That's why I didn't register fair. It.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, drink. For drink. One thing. I kind of wish that it had ended with he quit believing good men were good killers.
Yeah.
Because, fuck, that's sexy.
That's raw. Yeah.
That's, ooh.
Oof.
Yeah. That one hits.
It does.
Like, just, yeah. Yeah. Oh, also, I really, like, I kind of love this, just this one bit of dialogue where Sunny's talking to Dot. And she's like, you know, they got these stories about giants in the mountains, magicians. He's like, I seen his magic. They said, Sunny, they got better tricks in town hall. Magicians used to be giants. He ain't either. I kind of, just, there's something about that I'm like, what? Like, huh? But I love it, you know?
Yeah, what the huh?
Yeah. There's, like, this weird bit of, like, almost, like, world building that he does in that bit of dialogue that I'm like, what do you mean magicians used to be giants? What do you mean these, like, mysteries and, like, stories about magicians and giants? Like, what is that?
What is going on?
But I'd love it, and I want to know more.
Yeah.
And it's, like, four lines. It's, like, four lines of dialogue.
And it sets up the world really well.
Yeah. Yeah, it plays into that, like, magical realism.
And stuff. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very effective.
I love it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just all of it. How did you feel about Sabrina?
He was good. I had trouble. I'm not a big fan of when you put accents too heavily into dialogue.
Mm.
So, that was
that's
like,
why you didn't love the drawl.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right.
Uh-huh. Like, I forget what this YA book that was really popular, like, when we were, like, preteens was, but it was, like, something Red Blood Road or something like that.
Mm.
And, oh, it was a no post-apocalyptic idea. Thing, and the way they talked, I got through, like, three pages, and I was like, I'm done.
Oh, no.
Anyway, yeah, I like three Sabrina fucking a lot. Pages. Oh, I like God. Sabrina a lot. He was a good guy, a little annoying in his dialogue, but that was just, like, character building. It's just, like, who I am as a person. I'm like,
That's fair.
So that's I try not to hold my personal gripes too hard against.
Well, I mean, also, this is a book about our personal opinions, so go off.
A podcast, I know.
I'm so fucking out of it. What the hell? Yeah, it's a podcast. You're right.
You're right.
This is this is also a book about our personal opinions.
Yeah, it it's is, fine. Actually. I'm actually Daniel Nayeri. Did you know that?
Have an iPhone. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
That's the most surprising thing about that sentence.
I know.
Incredible.
Yeah, I definitely know how to use the Notes app and the keyboard.
And the keyboard, she says. The most basic part of the phone, the keyboard. It's okay. Fucking Google freak, but it's fine. Anyways.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, you liked
Sabrina
really a lot.
He was really cool. I liked his magic. I like his wood carving. I loved it when they rose Sunny. You can't work hard for shit, buddy.
He's just, like, so mean to him.
I know. Probably why I love Sabrina.
He's great. Like, he's great. He's just, like, he's tough. He's a tough old man. He's like that. He's the old man.
Yes.
In the Western.
You need an old man.
You need one. You need one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's an old giant.
Yeah.
Which is fucking cool.
So cool.
Because it's, like, there's just, like, these weird little things that are, like, sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, yeah. I fucks with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's great.
The more we talk about it, the more I like the concept. It's just, I can't get through the writing.
That's fair. I understand that. I kind of, like, I love the writing, though. It feels very... Because, like, okay, so, like, my thing about this is, like, we read Straw House, and we read Brick House, and we read Blow.
Yes.
And Brick House was very detective-y, and it was very detective-y. Like, very, super, very, like, noir, hard-boiled, whatever. And Blow was very, like, whimsical romance, but also, like,
fun and funny. Fresh. And, yeah, funny. Death was a little stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is very Western.
Very.
Like, just, maybe not, like, obviously in, like, concept, instead on, like, a farm, they're all cowboys, there's the hangman, all this shit.
Oh, love it.
Right? He's, like, chewing straw out on the fucking ranch. Like, it's a Western, but, like, it's so Western in the writing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Daniel, like, he can switch voice.
He can do it all. Oh, honey, he has range.
He has range. But I think that maybe it's overcommitting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like, almost, like, overcommitting, like, because, like, if you didn't tell me that these were written by the same person, I wouldn't know.
I'd be like, what a fun anthology.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's somehow both, like, a strength and a weakness.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, you're right. Like, it is hard to kind of, like, get through the voice of this. And, like, I think that's what, like, not to, like, put words in your mouth, but I think that might be what you're picking up on with, like, Sunny, where you're like, I don't want to see everything filtered through his view, because it's, like, so, so Western.
Yeah.
And, like, so cowboy, so whatever. Like, it, that it's, like, okay, like, Sunny, shut up, we get it, you're a fucking cowboy. But I think it's actually just Daniel Mangieri going, I'm gonna fucking commit to this bit.
Yeah.
Like, I will write a Western, and it's gonna be Western, and we're all gonna have fun. And you will fucking enjoy it. But, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to rant about. It's just, like, the range that he has and the way that he does voice in these. Because he does.
Oh, like, honey, he has range.
The just... Even, like, the first line of this. Like you said, like, the sun was faithful again that morning. Like, everything about that, like, even that's the first half of the first sentence.
The of sun the was first story in the first, the book. Yeah. This is, we're starting the book. Let's go.
Yeah.
Gazpacho.
The sun was faithful again that morning. Like, everything about that to me is, like, this is a Western.
Yes.
This is set, like, in Cowboyville.
Yes.
This is set on a fucking ranch, and we're going to talk about cowboy. Like, it's, he's very deliberate with word choice.
Yes.
And, like, you could fucking close read that, those, what, six words?
Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, yeah, this is a Western, in voice and tone alone. Like, and I just think he does that so well. Like, he does it so well. And even, like...
The sun was faithful again that morning.
See? You can hear it. It's an audiobook. It's great.
Welcome to my reading.
Yeah, it's read by what's-his-face, Sam Ellis, with the mustache. Is that his name? Yeah.
I don't know people's names.
He was in,
Rising Above the Farmstead with a shine so fresh it tasted like that there gazpacho. I put some words in there. That's just okay. For the draw.
I like it, yeah. Yeah. Just adding them. You know, the Golden Compass movie? Do you remember that at all? No? Okay, that's
fine. Didn't read the books or watch the movie.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You should read the books.
I think so.
I own them, so... If you want to borrow them.
January?
Maybe. Honest to God, maybe. Because they fucking slap. But just, like, even, like, we don't even know that we're on, like, a toy farm yet. Let's say you don't read the summary. You don't even know you're on a toy farm yet. The next, like, it goes on. It talks about the birds. First of all, let's just read this first fucking paragraph. Let's just close read this first paragraph. Okay. Because I want to talk about it.
Okay.
The sun was faithful again that morning, rising above the farm with a shine so fresh it tasted like gazpacho. Beautiful. Impeccable. Fantastic. The birds sat in the trees, ignorant of the wickedness of grown men, and sang a fluty trill. When their song ended, the tape rewound, and they sang it again. What? Like, just, that's three sentences. It's the first paragraph of the first story of this book. And he's already, he's like, yes, we're on a fucking ranch. It's a cowboy times. This yes. is a Western. The ignorant of the wickedness of grown men.
Okay, so old grown men are evil.
Yeah. Like, we're he's setting us up to be, like, this is going to be, like, a story about coming of age.
Yeah.
And, like, learning about how the world sucks.
Yeah.
But also, the birds are toys.
Yeah. And you think that's a crazy metaphor mm-hmm. until you're like, no, honey.
Yeah. Because it sounds like one. The it tape sounds rewound like a beautiful and they sang it again.
Metaphor.
Like, it sounds wow. great.
My poetry prof would be like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, no. This is a physical tape.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, it's such a, it's like, what a way to introduce this thing. He's yeah. just so good at this. Like, Daniel Negri, I have so much respect for him as a writer because of how well he can do something like that.
Yeah.
Like, how else would you introduce a Western coming-of-age novel?
Yeah, on a toy farm.
On a toy farm. Fuck, it's like that.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's so, textbook.
Yeah. And I just also, can we talk about the illustrations, which I know, like, this is not a visual format that we're in.
They're fucking fun. But
all of the hanged toys.
So many hanged toys.
Yeah, it's for each fun. Chapter.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, we got a slinky being hanged.
A train at one point, I remember.
Yeah. There's a Jack in the Box. That one's a little, that's probably the darkest one, actually, because yeah! it's his fucking head in the box. I'm like, oh. Yeah. Hey, bestie, your dad. But yeah, I don't know. I just like, I am flipping through this, like just trying to find like other pieces where I'm like, I love this. And it's like so strongly written.
Yes.
And like every page I'm managing to find a sentence like, the cuts didn't bleed, maybe because the old man didn't have any blood to spare. That slaps.
It does.
Like,
do.
Yeah. And it just, it is so very like Western and so very like, not gritty in the same way that Brick House was gritty, but it is, you know?
Yeah, like, it's that windblown exposed to the elements on yes. the farm kind of.
Windblown, I love that.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Thank you.
That's so good, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know, I just, I
windblown
really.
Windblown and sunbaked.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. That's so good. Daniel Negri would be proud.
It's here. Sorry, new Margaret yeah. Atwood.
I think he should be. He seems a whole lot less problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot less of him to read, but I really love this book. So if he wants to be my friend, like, I wouldn't say no. I don't know. I just, tell me more about Western tropes.
I didn't Google this. Katie, I'll read Wikipedia again.
Well, you remember when he brought them up. You were like, well, up
sexy
tropes.
Cowboy ranch farm.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't know if that's a Western trope or just like that's a Western.
That's my fantasy.
I mean, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Oh,
tell
the
me
stranger
more about your
walks
fantasy.
In no the stranger walks into town.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah, we get that. I'm on an article, 7 Western tropes we never get tired of.
Oh, I'm on the same one. That's so funny.
There's some
incredible.
A beautiful woman with a tragic past.
Oh, there's Dot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Revenge.
We love revenge.
We love revenge. Mm. I don't really know what they're avenging in this one, but
wasn't the growing man like fucking up his toys?
True, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like
the sheriff?
Turf war, kind of.
Who's the sheriff? Sonny thinks he's a sheriff. Sonny's a little bitch.
Sabrino.
Sabrino is the sheriff, yeah.
On some levels, you know?
Yeah. Also, there's an actual sheriff that they mention.
There is, but
there's also a shootout, but with darts instead of guns.
It's the same reason we have, like, toys instead of cows. So,
yeah,
there's that.
Exactly. Just whimsy.
Just whimsy things.
Just whimsy. Oh, there's a final showdown.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a Western without a final showdown.
Yeah.
Lone wolf protagonist. Complete lawlessness.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Gun twirling.
We do love a gun twirl. Well, he does that at one point.
Oh, thank
not
even, God.
Not gun twirling, but he's like, I could spin my arms and get through them like a Gatling gun. I love that I said that with a little bit of a drawl.
Well, that's what Mr. Daniel Nyeri wants you to do.
Oh, my God.
He just wants you to read this book in this exact voice.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
In fact, we're going to go on a little trip down south to read this. We're going to Georgia.
Jesus Christ.
Drinking some bourbon. We should have had bourbon.
Yeah, you're so right. I like this, though. This is good. This is fresh. I fucking hate bourbon, so.
Yeah.
Can I read you the first sentence?
Only in a southern drawl.
Oh, all right. If you got to thinking about it, you might think the sun was trying to be obnoxious, rising up every day like it was poking you on the shoulder over and over again with the promise that whether you were sick of him or not, you had another day coming. Out by the road, Sunny opened one eye and looked at the sour film around his mouth. His head hurt from sleeping too long in the heat. Neither pup nor the carrion crow was around.
Well, I'll be Miss Katie. That was a wonderful quotation.
Thank you. But no, I just like that. If you got to thinking about it, you might think the sun was trying to be obnoxious, rising up every day like it was poking you on the shoulder over and over again with the promise that whether you were sick of him or not, you had another day coming. What a turnaround for our last chapter.
I know. From gazpacho to annoying.
From no faithful longer to like, shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah. No longer is the sun a provider, a faithful companion, the loyal friend. It's a bitch boy like Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
agree and disagree. Anyway,
I just like him. I like him a lot. He's a little cowboy. He's trying to come into his own. It gives me, you're gonna make fun of me for this one, but it's okay. I maintain that Rango, the animated movie about a lizard starring Johnny Depp, voiced by Johnny Depp, is one of the best pieces of cinema to come out of this century. And it gives me Rango vibes.
No wonder you like it so much. Yeah. I have yet to see Rango.
That's okay. I'll make you read it. I just
read it.
Watch it. We have a book. We're reading a podcast. We're reading films. It's fine. Totally on the ball, clearly.
Yes.
100% in the right head.
That date ball going through your veins.
You know what? I've written essays. Basically blacked out on DayQuil before, and I got like 85, so it's fine. I'm coherent.
Weird flex, but okay.
It's a super weird flex, but it's fine. I'm actually not on any DayQuil right now. I'm just tired.
I'm really trying to give you an out, Katie.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just stupid. It's fine.
You can edit that out.
I might. I don't know. We'll see.
You'll listen back, and you'll be like, why not? No, I will keep these default mentions in.
Yeah. I don't know. Tell me more about Dot. How did you feel about Dot? I don't know how.
Why was the tractor broken? Like, I know there was significance there, but I need help parsing it. Also, I have to cough.
That's okay. Before we get into this, I just want to talk about, I'm just, again, flipping through, and I just like this chapter 9 illustration where it's no longer, like, a rope holding a toy. It's actually just, like, a Lego block building of a hangman.
That was my favorite illustration.
I love it. Okay, the tractor being broken. What did they say about it? Because I know it was broken, but what did they exactly say about it?
They were like, Sunny was like, I'll fix it. And Dot's like, no, it works. It's fine.
Like,
just
I don't know.
A little broken, and that he needs some parts for it. I don't know.
I think it's something about, like, realizing that, like, not everything has to be shiny for it to be okay. You know?
Yeah.
That, like, weird thing of, like, you grow up and you realize, like, oh, even if things are, like, a little bit fucked up, that doesn't mean they're all fucked up.
Yeah.
If that makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. Maybe that's too much, though. Because I'm trying to, because there was, like, a thing that they said about it. I'm like, what did they say? Something. But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of what I got. Her eyes were the color of fresh basil. Ugh. Drink. I really like this drink.
Good.
I'm a fan.
I was really stressed that I would like make you another shitty drink.
No, it's okay. This is good. Yeah. I think as long as we like follow the recipe and we don't fuck around with tequila and Jaeger, we're okay. Because, like, those were, like, the two bigger, like, the two worst ones. It was, like, the tequila and the Jager, and the one where you, like, straight up did not follow the recipe. So, you know. But it's fine.
It's fine.
It's all good.
Where the fuck is this tractor quote?
I know, right? Good Lord. I have no idea. The tractor? Gone. Does not exist.
Also, I want to be Dot.
You I'm want just to say that. Be Dot. Oh, yeah. Farmer.
Yeah.
Little farm girl.
Leeks and cabbages, tomatoes and garlic, squash and cauliflower. Almost in that order. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Go off, girly.
Go off, girly.
Squash that's and a... cauliflower?
That's
that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Also, when I grew garlic, I grew it wrong. So, I'm pretty sure I just preserved garlic in the ground over the winter. Well, because they were like, oh, like, plant each bulb, like, in the ground, whatever, spaced apart. And so I was like, okay, cool. Bulb. Like a, you know, like a head of garlic.
Oh, my well, God, Katie.
So I didn't know that they meant cloves. So I just stuck heads of garlic in the ground and then pulled up heads of garlic 8 months later. They grew, like, scapes and stuff, so I don't really know what happened, but it's fine.
You just gave old geriatric garlic second lives.
Yeah, basically. I just preserved it.
Yeah.
Grew some scapes. It's fine. They were yummy. I made pesto. It was good.
That was a good pesto. Holy shit. Oh, on those Ottawa bagels.
It was so fucking yummy. Oh,
Dot wishes she could have those bagels.
It smelled like the pizza garlic sauce. It and I don't so know good. Why.
Maybe that's their secret. They use the same three bulbs of garlic. They're all the sauce.
Dot would use the same three bulbs. She wouldn't. She would never.
No. Sunny would.
Yeah.
Sunny would use, like, fucking onion peels and be like, garlic in the ground. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You look so hurt. I need to.
No, I just missed the first part of what you were saying, so I was looking up to be like, wait, what? Actually didn't realize that you were insulting him again. So it's fine, continue, it's all right. I've actually, like, I've hardened myself against it, so I'll be okay.
I am looking into your eyes and I see the lie in there.
Skin. I'm fine. You can't hurt me anymore.
Sticks and stones.
I found the tractor. I found the tractor. Thank She's God. Like, I hate this tractor. She hates it.
She hates it.
And then she tries to close the thing, the fang.
The fang.
And it doesn't Gotta close.
Be the end of draw.
And she's like, I'm going to melt it down. I don't know. She's like, I hate it and I want it to die.
Yeah. Like, they spend a lot of time on the tractor.
Yeah.
It gets torn apart at one part.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, not the tractor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you hate it. Maybe it's their way of life.
It's it like, might be their way of life.
Yeah.
Like, it might be more like the whole farmstead ranch thing.
Yeah.
I think I'm leaning more towards that.
Yeah.
Than my original thoughts.
Now that I'm we like, have textual evidence.
Yeah. I hate it. It can't hear you. Like, the boy or whatever. Uh-huh. Which, I don't like him. He's a creep.
Okay, what the fuck is he and I hate him?
He's like a doll.
Oh, like a right? Ken doll?
Yeah. Like, I think he's like Barbie. But like
a Ken doll. We saw Barbie.
Yeah. His waist on fucking Barbie. I love it.
Yeah. He's like in little overalls, but they're just so snorched.
Oh my God. He's got a BBL. He's got a fake rack. His name is Boy. He's here. Yeah. Honestly. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your favorite drag queen, Boy. I think that'd be a good name, actually. I think that'd be hilarious.
I think that would be funny.
Boy Barbie. oh, it's just that's just Trixie Mattel. Anyways, yeah, fine. yeah, I think it's their way of life.
Yeah.
Like, I hate this, but I'm committed to it. We're going to try and dismantle it, but we really can't because this is it. This is all we got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's like, it's a thing used for like growing and planting and moving forward.
Yeah.
And they kind of can't, but they kind of can.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
as people,
yeah.
But not physically.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, this I is like good. It. I love your brain.
We gotta work together.
Please interpret this. Thank you.
You. What did they meet about the tractor? They spent so much time on it. I mean, when did they fucking talk about the tractor?
See, I remember the things, and then you say,
I just interpret them. I'm like the Oracle of like Delphi.
Yeah, literally. I'm like,
this is what this means. It's called being able to bullshit things.
Oh, I love it for you. What did you think about Ariana Grande, also known as the Farmer? So fucking weird, eh?
It was a weird vibe.
Uh-huh.
It was a weird vibe.
Uh-huh.
Like, to have this, like, not quite omniscient, but, like, kind of omniscient.
Yeah.
Meh.
Just goes and, like, sings them little lullabies.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know.
It's weird.
I wanted more info.
I know.
Like, I wanted him to be a bigger player, you know? And, like, get to, like a reveal. Or something
like a little face reveal,
yeah, or like have him like just kind of like step in at the end,
uh-huh, and be like it ends with him cocking a shotgun and being like, get the fuck out,
that's sexy,
or like, get the fuck out.
That was a valiant attempt. Thank I like that you. Yeah, congratulations.
My Ariana Grande has entered the studio. Jean Ralphio.
Oh my god,
Jean Ralphio Saperstein. We love Parks and Rec.
We absolutely stan. We have to stan. Oh my god, I love him. Ugh, I love all the Jean Ralphios, really. What was I gonna say? There's a trope. That's why I picked
there is pop. A trope.
There's a trope of like the wise. Usually it's like an indigenous person in Westerns because they were made in like the 30s.
Yeah.
And, you know, racism, mm-hmm, and shit. But there is like a trope of like having like some like wise old person kind of like impart wisdom. Mm. You know, and I feel like he kind of takes on that role, but not quite. Like, they're, like, a weird, like, mystic.
Yeah, now that you're, like, drawing this between him and indigenous people, it makes me ick. It gives me an ick.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like him.
Not just, like,
it is a trope, and I get
it. It's a trope. It's got a name, and I'll try and find it, but it's... Ooh. Cattle Drive. That's a trope in Western stories, apparently. That's not the name. Just cattle drives. Or them trying to get their cattle to market, which is good. These are just tropes of, like, the actual, like, story content. And so it's, like, something to do with a railroad pipeline, etc. Like, that's not helpful. Thanks, though. Screen rant. Yeah, it's the character archetype. Ugh. So you know Tonto from The Lone Ranger?
Yep.
Yeah, that trope.
Yeah.
Which has the really unfortunate name of Magical Native American. So that's the one that I was trying to think of. Basically, just like an indigenous person in the West who's like mystical. Not mystical, but like has wisdom to impart, usually.
Yeah,
which
okay.
is so unfortunate.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate name, but he does give those vibes.
Like, just like, not necessarily like
the indigenous part.
No, yeah.
But the magic part.
But like the, yeah, like kind of like not a very large character.
Unseen, kind of.
Yeah, sort of like
removed from the plot.
Yeah, like not like lurking, but like there, yeah, around.
Adjacent.
Yeah. Okay, we are back after a brief mishap with the audio. Anyways, yeah.
One hour to write an essay
on? I would love to know what you'd write an essay on.
Okay, I would call it... Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Title?
Yes.
I don't think you are.
No, probably not, but it's fine.
Cacaw House.
Jesus Christ.
An analysis of the crow in Straw House.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me more. You have to tell me more now.
Yeah, so the crow, he really is, like, Mr. I'm gonna carry the plot sometimes. Like,
wow. That's bold. Okay.
Well, no. Moving forward.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Like, not carry it, but he's like, I'm gonna just pick things up a bit. Mm. So he's like, oh, Sabrina's here now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
The crow harasses Sunny. Sunny deserves it. There's probably a metaphor in there for eating his... brains. I could close read it if I
yeah,
so
you
chose.
Could.
The crow helps us find the missing sheep.
Mm.
That's all I got.
I love it.
About the crow specifically, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, just Cacao House.
Cacao House. I love it. I hate it, but I love it. Yeah. But no, I like that. I like that. Because crows have, like, a lot of, like, symbolism, too.
They do, yeah.
So that's very fun. Mm-hmm. Also, murder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially that. And I would just, like to see if there's, like, a trope of crows in Westerns and see if I could apply that to this.
I think so.
Probably.
Don't they call it a carrion crow at one point?
I think so, yeah. They do.
Yeah, and, like, vultures are also carrion birds.
Yeah, they are. Oh, love a vulture.
Is that a thing? Carrion bird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that means they eat, like, dead things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Does that mean Sunny's not alive when the crow eats him?
I think he's, like, a corpse boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, he's alive, but he's not alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. So the crow's like, that's a snack.
Yum, yum.
Snack wrap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, incredible.
What would you write your essay on?
I think I'd call it, like, Strangers in Death. Okay. And then I want to examine, I don't know, it's not a good title. I like that first part. I don't know what the second bit is. Like, I just want to examine, like, Hangman.
Yeah.
As, like, a villain.
Oh.
Like, not the growing man. Mm-hmm. There's one bit. Yeah. This one quote. Yeah, she was like, probably feels the same as anyone else. Used to be just alchemists that grow us. They'd sneak under the gallows at night like grave robbers and dig at the sprouts. Then they'd try to figure out how to shove their dead lover spirit into our husks. This whole idea of, like, you know, life coming from, like, hanged bodies.
Yeah.
And, like, the hangman as a villain, because he creates these body, like, these, this life and whatever, and also just, like, this idea of, like, the stranger and the hangman come to town, like, they're all, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right? And I'd want to just, like, examine that a little bit closer and just, like, think about that as kind of the central piece of this rather than everything else, you know?
Yeah.
That's going on in it. Like, it's, like, Sunny growing up and, like, protecting the farm, but I want to think about, like, the actual violence of, like, keeping a corpse boy alive.
Yeah.
And, like, growing Dot, you know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. It's not very well thought out, but, you know.
It's very interesting. I would like to read.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I think I like yours more, but it's fine. Anyways.
Yeah. We can't all win the essays.
That's okay. Some weeks are going to be weaker than others.
Exactly. But it's
all right.
So yeah.
Do you have any parting thoughts?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't want to read Woodhouse.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Yeah. I don't want to read Woodhouse. I think that's too much. I love Daniel Neary, but we got to move on from him. So this has been our final
Daniel thing. Oh, goodbye iPhone novellas.
Goodbye iPhone novellas. I like reading a novella though. These have been fun.
These have been fun. I hope you guys have enjoyed it.
Yeah. Everybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Margaret. Daniel.
All of our pals. all of our famous author pals.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Those are the yeah, same ones. So. Ah,
cheers, one brain cell.
Love it. Love to see it.
Well, yeah. This has been another episode of Getting Literate.
Yes, it has.
I'm Julia.
I'm Katie. Thanks. Cheers.
Good night.
Have some basil eyes.
Sleep tight.
This has been an episode of Getting Literate with Julia Honadel and Katie McCullochop.
Be sure to follow us on social media at Getting Literate on all platforms. And follow the podcast from wherever you're listening for more opportunities to get lit and get literate.